There were no guilty verdicts in the trial for one of the most brutal mass murders in Boston's history. Defendant Edward Washington was found not guilty of 9 charges yesterday, including 4 first-degree murder counts, although he remains in prison for a parole violation. The jury found his co-defendant, Dwayne Moore, not guilty of drug trafficking, but deadlocked on the remaining robbery and murder charges, triggering a mistrial. According to the Boston Globe, jurors said after the trial that the deadlock was the result of one holdout juror who wanted to acquit Moore, while the rest of the jurors voted to convict. As WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov reports, the courtroom erupted into chaos after the verdicts were read.
The reaction to the mistrial and not guilty verdicts was explosive. The sister of Ayanna Flannery, who was shot and killed, along with her 2-year-old son, Amani Hotep Smith, had to be subdued and taken out of the courtroom by 3 officers. Other family members and friends of the shooting victims, Simba Martin, LaVon Washam Garrison, and Marcus Hurd, were equally distraught, screaming obscenities, crying, and lashing out. They feel justice has not been served. The shootings happened in the early morning hours of September 28, 2010. After an alleged drug robbery, 5 people were shot at close range in Mattapan. Because a toddler was killed in the arms of his mother, it's known as one of the most brutal murders in the city's history. And at this point, no one is going to jail for it. Suffolk County District Attorney Dan Conley says he won't accept that.
We will retry Dwayne Moore. Make no mistake about that. And we expect in the second trial that will come about in the next few months that we will hold him accountable for these heinous crimes. We always believed the evidence suggested firmly and strongly that Dwayne Moore was the executioner here.
But the jury couldn't agree on the charges against 34-year-old Dwayne Moore, and 32-year-old Edward Washington was found not guilty of the 9 charges against him, including 4 counts of first-degree murder, aggravated assault, and other crimes. Washington's attorney, John Cunha, says his client is happy the jury saw his innocence.
We're obviously very gratified. The jury did its job. The evidence was not there. It's clear that Kimani Washington had it out for my client. The jury saw through it.
Kimani Washington is Edward Washington's cousin. In exchange for his testimony, he's not being charged with murder, but will serve time for the robbery. Kimani Washington admits to taking part in the robbery, but says he did not shoot the victims. Moore did. The defense argued Kimani Washington was the killer. During the trial, Washington admitted to drinking heavily on the night of the crimes and being an angry drunk. He also admitted to robbing drug dealers frequently, smoking pot, and pimping women. There was no forensic evidence presented that linked Edward Washington or Moore to the crime. The only survivor of the shooting, Marcus Hurd, gave riveting testimony, but said he never saw the shooter's face. John Amobley, the lawyer for Moore, says the evidence presented was below the standard of proof, and he's grateful the jury did not return a guilty verdict against his client.
I think the jury had an unbelievably difficult thing to do to overcome the enormous pressure to convict in this crime, and fortunately they didn't do it as to either defendant and did the absolutely right thing with regard to Eddie Washington.
The testimony in this trial lasted a month, and the jury took nearly 7 days to decide the case, a longer time than most trials. They came to the judge Monday to say they had decided on 10 of the counts, but were deadlocked 11-1 on the remaining 9. The judge sent them back to deliberate. Yesterday, when they again said they were stuck, the judge said by law she couldn't force them to continue. They had to agree unanimously. They did agree to enter the 7th day of deliberations. But by midday yesterday, they were still a hung jury. Mayor Tom Menino said in a statement that it's hard to accept decisions like this one, but he urged people not to act on raw emotion. As a precaution, he stepped up police patrols in Mattapan. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.